Hello everyone, it is me, Saina, and in this episode, I'll be talking about how I got accepted and approved officially to participate in my rare disease delegate program for the and representing the state of California and also represent my congressional district. It is such a huge rewarding feeling being able to serve as a rare disease advocate and activist on such a prestigious level. I started my rare disease advocacy work a very long time ago, and I started off small, and then I just worked my way up all the way to doing bigger things with it. I started off doing writing projects about it, and I started talking about it on my videos, on my camera, to be able to help others who might be living with my same rare diseases or other type of rare diseases. I love the fact that I can use my voice to help bring awareness to so many people who have it, because having a rare disease is hard. Having two rare diseases is super hard, but when you have three or more rare diseases, it's way harder in life. And I navigate this world having my rare genetic disease, my HS, and my vascular ring as well. And I am thankful I have a supportive doctor in my life and medical team. And I also am thankful to have my support from my mother, my friends, and everyone else. And I am extremely inspired by everyone to do more than what I have done. And when I got the opportunity to do my masterclass program, I definitely wanted to get started on that. When I did it the first time, I was in at the hospital a lot, so I really didn't get a chance to do the classes the way I wanted to for the program, because I was constantly getting myself medical care at the hospitals. And I got the chance to withdraw from that due to all the struggles I was dealing with, and I got a chance to rejoin for the fall term. And so I got accepted to do the fall term, and I did all the work, the projects, and all the assignments. And when the director asked me if I wanted to continue and do the delegate program, I was touched and honored, because I knew with this program I would be able to do 100 times more with the help of the rare disease community, because all I want to do is help the rare disease community and those who are disabled as well. I want to shine a light on each and every single one of them all over the country and all over the state of California, and my also locally here in the Bay Area, because I feel there's so many people who need support and they might not know how to get it, or they might be struggling with their own situations where they're not sure how to get started with this, with their life having a rare disease or disability or both. And so I will be doing lots of projects and lots of work and learning with the delegate program in January 2023. And I am very optimistic about it. I am looking forward to doing everything and learning everything. And everything I do learn, I am going to use all the tools to help others and educate others about it, and educate our elected leaders about the rare disease and the effects, and help those and educate the disability community as well, and health care systems. I feel doctors and nurses need to be educated a lot when it comes to rare diseases, because some of them do not know how to talk to them or work with them. I'm just going to use my voice and use my platform and use the tools to help bring more positive change in this world, because I know we can do so much better than what we are doing. Thanks for listening. Bye.